Colson.
Your service, President.
Brennan launched, right?
Yes, sir. He'll be in his office and ready to meet the press when they
do. I mean, you, but the main thing is you made the necessary calls, didn't Meany, Schultz to Meany, and you called the rest, right?
Yes, sir. They've all been covered.
And you cover Rizal for me?
Yes, sir. Just hung up from Rizal about 10 minutes ago, and he was,
of course, he wasn't able to get an advanced story on it. Well, I guess
we don't want him to have an advanced story. It would have been a very
bad signal
for us. And I told Vic that that you had wanted that, but we couldn't get the clearances done in time. So
good.
You came out.
But at least he was pleased.
Oh, he's very pleased. And
right.
All
right.
He cares about his having access.
Right. Now, we're on at 12 noon tomorrow. Did Holloman get a hold of you?
I just got a message that you wanted me to come with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just fine.
And I want you and him and Ehrlichman to... I'm going to be very busy there because I got Schultz all morning on the economics, and I got Connolly, and I got Henry Saturday. But I want you and give you and Ehrlichman and you and Haldeman mainly, and Ehrlichman to a less extent, although in the case of Justice, to sit down and work out some of the game plans with regard to the not only the outside operation, but also the political cloud in the House and the White House. What people were going to do, what kind of a facility we're going to have them in, so forth.
Great.
But I think getting away to think about it a bit, this is a good time for you to go anyway, isn't it? You've got the time, haven't you?
Oh, I'd love to get away.
But I mean, there isn't really anything we have to do right now. I mean, now that Brennan is launched.
Yeah, I've got most things on track. Well, I'm doing a lot of things on the second level of personnel, which
Well,
you bother with.
They'll discuss that. I'm staying out of that as much as I can.
I'm
so busy with these other things.
There are a whole lot of good people that we can bring in at
the... We got the Webster thing on the track, you know.
That's marvelous. You're going to be...
listen, I'm telling
you. That's going to be like a breath of fresh air, Mr. President. He just is
having one hell of a time with Kleindienst. He doesn't want to change anybody. He would want to keep Griswold.
Oh, you're kidding. Griswold?
Yes. Isn't Griswold 70?
Griswold is not only 70, Mr. President, but Webster, who's an alumnus of Harvard Law School, wrote Griswold during the campaign to bitch about the fact that the whole Harvard Law School faculty had come out from a government, and Griswold wrote back and said, you could be spending your time more profitably worrying about other things. I mean, a nasty letter like that. I have that letter.
Would you get that letter to Ehrlichman, please?
Yes, sir.
Because he can use it.
That kind of thing is just, to me, is appalling.
Yeah, that's right. Get that thing to him. It just shows you exactly what he's up to.
Well, of course, I mean, I think Kleindienst is ridiculous to do that because I thought it'd be appreciative you're keeping him for 6.
Well, we're only keeping him for a reason, as you know.
Oh, I know.
He has to until he gets through his hearing.
Sure, but I would...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, fine.
What do we finally come out on the count? Have we ever got the final count yet?
Well, I got an updated one.
You've had so many.
This one I'm reasonably confident is correct because I've made people talk directly to the Secretary of State. Half of the states are certified, half are uncertified.
Do they ask them when they certify? Now, does this include the absentees? You see, some of these people... Okay.
Yeah, they're checking that. And there are some states where they're finding problems. You know, they've got...
Some people, machines broke down, all that, I know.
But it is 61.1 as of today. And that's what the most accurate figures people can give us.
But 61.1, but we don't know whether it's 61.101 or 61.008.
It comes out 61.10. 37.5 for McGovern, 1.4 for Schmitz. And
then you're pretty close to having what we want.
You're going to end up that way, I'm positive, and I'll tell you why. This Illinois only includes 97%, and
it might slip just a little. It could go a little over that.
I think it will.
What we want to do is shade it a little if we can. But you're now at 61.1.
Yeah, I tell you, it's been a...
I know.
It's been a real monster to work.
When is it going
to
be done then? The 15th of December? They got to do it but then, don't they?
No, they really don't, because all they have to do is certify the electors. You know, they play with these damn numbers for... In Alaska, they tell me that they don't get all the votes in until spring.
Oh, and, okay, fine.
Some of the islands, I don't get. So it's a... Every state, Mr. President, has a final certification date that's sometime during the month of December. My own... I talked to Scamma about this. My own opinion is you're going to go over 61.1. I think you've got the all-time figure. I really do.
We don't want to say a bit about it till we get it.
Oh, good God, no.
No stories have been written about it, have they?
No, they haven't.
Right.
But the interesting thing, every story I've seen has picked it at 60.1. 60. number of pickups and quotes from it, and it's worked its way into other stories. It was brilliantly written. Of course, Buchan,
great.
He did it with a passion, and it was extremely effective. So that,
right.
But what we could do, you see, when this happens, is we'll have some...
And have that put in my reading file for Florida, will you?
Yes, sir.
Fine. I frankly, I'm not reading a news summary because I've got to concentrate on more important things at the moment.
Right. Of course you do.
There's nothing in it anyway.
I'm very excited about Brennan. I just think that's going to give us some color and excitement. And
sure.
God, he's a gutsy, tough
right.
guy.
Right. Well, you get on the plane, and then, as I said, I won't see you, any of you, as a matter of fact, but I want you to get down there, and I want you to work up the list of people to stay the hell out. I want you to get up what we're going to do in the foundation. I want you to work on the business about who we keep in.
Right.
I want you to get down to these people that are, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You know the things to do.
Oh, yes.
Fine, because everybody is all quick and along now, and it's coming, now that we got past the big ones,
I think it's coming beautifully.
I took Brenniger today. Now, Brenniger is good because we just had to have somebody to run it, and Volpe's agreed to take Italy, so
right.
That takes care of that.
I talked to John. Yes.
But Brenniger is an Irish Catholic. From California.
Hell yes. Oh, I didn't know that.
Hell yes.
With that name, I thought he was a German.
No, an Irish Catholic from California.
Oh, well, that's great. My God, we get to Brennan and Brenniger. That's great.
That's right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and assuming, and this is one that we just can't talk about because of Dole sensitivities until we work it out, but with Scali at the UN, an Italian Catholic Democrat in the cabinet.
Yeah, that's great.
You've got three. You got two Democrats and three Catholics. No, four with Ash.
That's right, four with Ash. And, and frankly, Mr. President, we're going to, at the second tier, we're going to start really doing some things.
Good.
We've accumulated, I didn't want to go to yesterday.
Yeah.
Really
accumulated. Well, no, I didn't want you to, because I want you fellows to all to go into that, and I'm not worried about things. But remember, be sure the South gets in there. Be sure women get in there.
Snyder, Mathis.
On the black thing, I have an idea about one woman black from the UN that I think we can put in as, which would be great.
Mm-hmm.
It takes care of both of them.
Sure. Well, we're really moving to build.
Brennan feel good about going on?
Oh, great. He's just
good.
And
Fitz feels good.
Yeah, Fitz is thrilled because I
have Hall.
Yeah, but yeah, first rate, 100%.
Good.
The thing is, we're really building. We really are going to build a permanent new majority. I'm absolutely convinced of it, Mr. President.
I gave Ford Hill yesterday. I said, "Now, Jerry, he's close to Hall, but he wants to do some things in the NLRB. Of course, the NLRB. I think we can even get Brennan to go on and along on that a bit. But the main point is, I said, Jerry, there's not going to be any anti-labor legislation. I want you to know that. I'm not going to have any. See,
I hope Ford didn't hit you on the Fanning appointment because we've already committed that to.
Who's Fanning? He didn't mention anything.
Okay, good. That's it.
Don't forget it. Don't tell me about it.
No.
Fine. Well, we'll see you tomorrow and plan to stay a couple days. Bye.
Wonderful. Bye. Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye. Incidentally, you can work it out with Holloman in terms